The National Park Service is rescinding a ban on certain controversial state-sanctioned predator harvests within Alaska's national preserves. NPS Alaska spokesperson Pete Christian says although practices like killing bears and wolves in dens run counter to the Park Service's mission, the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, which created or expanded many of Alaska's national preserves, grants the state harvest management authority.
Supersedes, to some extent, the NPS Organic Act and some of our regular management policies. And so the parks up here were designed to have preserve units in them, which allow for hunting and trapping as regulated by state law.
The Park Service decision to defer to the state is the latest move in a legal conflict that dates back to when the Obama administration initially banned the state-permitted predator harvests on Alaska's preserve lands.
Which, to be honest, was offensive in my view.
Alaska U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan highlights a diverse group of stakeholders who back the Park Service decision to abide by state regulations.
It's everybody from the state to hunting groups, to tribes, to subsistence hunters.
These are presumably not practices that very many people actually engage in.
Pat Lavin with Defenders of Wildlife in Anchorage points to harvests like killing bear cubs and wolf pups in dens as extreme and inconsistent with the purpose of national preserves.
It's just a clash of management objectives that aren't compatible, and that is where the federal agencies have long drawn the line. This Department of Interior is trying to erase that line.
Lavin would not speculate on the possibility of a suit being filed to challenge the Park Service decision. The agency's Christian notes that the Park Service retains authority to block state-sanctioned harvests in some circumstances.
If there was a particular concern over an animal species or a public safety issue related to this particular new ruling, the Park Service would have the ability to close those.
Christian says the NPS does not expect population-level effects on the predator species, noting that the state has only authorized the predator hunts in limited areas where the practices have been customary and traditional. I'm Dan Bross.